Yes, yes, yes. You're tuning in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bolton, and you listen to Rad Radio. We just had the very first single off of the new EP by Die Job, Hazards of Occupation. That song was called Suicide. Oh, sorry, Thin Blue Wine. The anti-cop bop of the summer.
It really is.
It really is.
That's what the kids are saying.
It's what everyone's saying.
It's very true.
Yeah. Is it anti-cop or dead cop? Dead cop bop. Sorry, that was...
Pro-cop, as long as they're dead, bop. That doesn't rhyme as much, but technically when you break it down, that's what it is.
Yeah, dead cop bop. I'm pretty sure that's how I was describing it to people.
Everybody's doing the dead cop bop.
Yeah, that's the next one. It's all doo-wop songs.
Oh, dude, that'd be sick.
Dead doobity, dead cop ears, dead cop ears, dead boo-woo. Jesus Christ, I've lost track of everything. Oh, all right. Segways, I'm really good at them. The next track that comes down on the record, serendipitously, is called Rum, Sodomy, and the Clash, which is ironic because today is Joe Strummer's birthday.
That was not lost on me.
Famous member of the Clash. But the reference of the name isn't to the Clash. It's a Pogues reference.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering where the two intersect and what's the idea behind the song.
Well, Die Job, we have a long history of kind of going over the same territory. Speaking of dead cop bops, we have a lot of anti-cop songs. And usually in band practices, in the early stages of hashing these songs out, we go, all right, so we'll play cop song number one and then cop song number two. And at a certain point, I was like, man, I do not know how to name songs. I named Mouthwash and then in brackets Spitters or Quitters, and I was like, that's my one good song name. I'm not going to beat that. I'm not going to try to replicate it and do it again. So I started asking my bandmates, I'm like, man, can you start naming my songs? And this song was actually named by Violet, our beautiful, intelligent, rad drummer who is not here.
Yeah, what the shit, Violet?
So
I take that personally, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Johnny's been through a lot. You do him like this? Shame.
It's okay. You're going to get twice the hugs next time I see you.
Actually, you know what? Violet actually had, just as a quick aside, a note to pass on to you.
Oh, yeah?
Because she couldn't be here.
Sure.
Let's see if I'm quoting this right. She says, I hit drum.
That sounds right.
Drummers are weird, though. I'm not really sure what to make of that.
I can hear her voice echoing.
Well, I have a very good Violet impression. So she named this song, and she's also cute and clever, but I'm not entirely sure the exact correlation. One thing is fun, though, is I was listening to Joe Strummer's radio show today.
It's a very good show.
Amazing show. And he was talking about his endless tours with the Pogues and their relationships. And I think what he ended up saying was, we've been all over the world together. I've seen every single jailhouse in Germany. So they got in some shit together, some trouble. So I don't know, man. You know, we're just keeping it alive. It's mostly just like member barriers to make you think of stuff, but it had a certain kind of sea shanty kind of vibe to it. We felt the way it rolled off of your tongue. And this is a pirate anthem for all of the weirdos out there.
Yeah, well, that's why I was curious, because I'm like, it's the one song whose name I couldn't correlate specifically with the theme or the lyrics of the song.
Well, there you go.
Not that it's bad. I was curious. I'm like, is there a message that I'm not connecting here? Because I feel like I understand the rest of it.
Honestly, sometimes it's just cute and clever.
Well, I mean, it's a pirate song. There's rum. There's sodomy. Pirates.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote this song, I can't really be sure, but I'm just assuming, if I know myself well, probably rum and sodomy was involved, and probably also the Clash. So it's kind of a time and place kind of thing.
There you go. I see. It's your inspirations.
Exactly.
When you mix all three, you get this song.
It's my version of juicing, kind of.
I get it. All right. It's all coming together. It's all coming up, Milhouse. Here you go. Brand new for you. This is Rum, Sodomy, and the Clash.
Job and small pile of cash. You've been striking and riding the
That's it. That's what you get if you have rum sodomy and listen to The Clash.
I didn't want to bring up math, but yes, that is the equation.
Well, I mean, that's optional.
I don't want to bore you with the logistics. It's all very scientific.
It's
but
not in the title, so therefore, I'd say it's like a secret menu. It's there if you want to order, but you got to ask, you know, the handshake, the whole deal.
It's really true, man. That is the hypothesis.
So we're almost through the album. Like, that's, you got one more song left.
Attention spans, you know, these kids, they can't handle 10 songs, man.
It's true. I'd say it's a waste.
It's a complete waste. To all you bands out there thinking about releasing a record,
yeah.
Don't waste. Do it, man. Singles. Yeah. Singles for days. Which is something that you did this time with your release that you didn't with the first one. Because as we were chatting off air, when you released your actual first album, it was a global pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And it still seemed to get out there pretty good.
Mm-hmm,
not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this new one, you guys seem to have a much more focused release strategy. I think what you released four of the songs as singles.
We did, yeah. We were trying to switch things up. We also have a really rad team. Steve at Kinda Cool Records, shout out. He's been an absolute madman. There's been like pie charts and graphs and stuff. He's been in the laboratory trying to figure it out. And I don't really know. It's very strange. Like, everything is so algorithm based. Like,
it really is.
I don't understand it or claim to understand it.
No.
We released three singles, that is true. And one of them, Thin Blue Wine, it managed to get into an algorithm and people started sharing it around, and that has like, it had like an immediate like 6,000 listens or something.
It was a lot, yeah. It was getting around a lot. And like, do two of them have videos?
Just one of them has a video.
Just the Cyrus song, the friend song, yeah?
Yeah, they're all Cyrus songs.
Well, you know what
but
I mean.
But the friend song.
Yes,
okay. The Cyrus having friends song.
I thought something else had a video. Maybe I'm just crazy. I'm probably just crazy.
Well, I mean, we have, like, I'm trying to, like, lean in and just embrace the cringe. So maybe you saw a video of me, like, lip-syncing to my own music, like a complete dork on Instagram story or something like that.
I think what it might be.
Singing in the shower.
Is in my head, I might be getting the animated video for about Anal Assholes.
Yeah. Yes,
mixed in my head with Thin Blue Wine.
Cop song number one.
Yep. Yes, that might be what is happening.
Yeah, check out that cartoon.
Cop songs. Yeah.
Yeah, that still exists.
It's a great song.
Yeah, the first record is really fun. A really cool thing about releasing a new album that you're really excited about, and you're like, man, this is way better than the first one. We've grown so much, is getting to hear the diehards be like, no. It's always going to be the first album for me, and I'm going to, hey man, I might get this tattooed on me, just the track list of the first album, but I'm just kind of already setting myself up in my mind to think that maybe you've sold out with this release, because some of it sounds like a Disney song, I'm not really quite sure, but it looks like you're having a lot of fun up there.
Who said this? Is it Robert?
The voice is in my head.
There you go.
My dad came to me in a dream. It's dark, but you know, it's true.
Fair. We got about 15 minutes or so left in the show. Are there things you want to cover about the album that we haven't talked about? Anything in the recording process? Is Shafe truly a dictator behind the board? Let me know.
Well,
we can both answer that, yes.
Yeah.
But he gets results. You can't argue with results.
Yeah, I mean, that's authoritarianism. Like, efficient.
Yeah, either as, you know, crusts our way, you know, when we're hungry. And
yeah.
I don't know, JD. What's your experience been, man? JD is kind of new to the band, Mr. Jesse Death.
Well, that is interesting, because correct me if I'm wrong here, but if I'm not mistaken, at least the bass lines for this album were written by Shafe. I can't recall if they were recorded, but your vocals are on the record, so it's kind of like a collaborative effort.
Absolutely.
Now, did Shafe record the bass and you had to learn the things for live? Or
correct.
Did you? Or
that's now's your time to complain.
Someone.
Let it all out.
No, there's no complaints. I know the songs now. So, yeah, no, all is well now. I mean, it was definitely a challenge. You know, if anyone's heard my other band, The Fomites, like, it's a very different style of bass playing.
Yes,
like,
very much. So.
You know, different and challenging in its own way, but this is a lot more melodic, a lot more, you know, I mean, It was definitely a challenge, but I mean, he's a genius on the bass. He's a genius behind the board. So I think it was like big shoes to fill, but it also felt right having him be the one, because it came up in conversation, like, our, you know, who's going to record it and things, because I had been jamming with them kind of around that time the track was going on. and we were recording our Fomites album kind of at the same time, but it was like, well, no, like he was part of it for a pretty substantial era of the band.
And
right?
I would say that's true, yeah.
Right, and I think it's good to, you know, you've got one album with the first bass player, and then when he left, you know, Schaefer was able to kind of help make sure that the album could be promoted when shit opened up again.
It's true.
To be able to tour, to be able to play and stuff like that. So I thought it was only right to have him play the bass lines that he wrote, particularly because, you know, I think it's just a good way to sort of document the band's history. I'll be on the next one. And yeah, vocals on this one for sure. Plenty of backups.
I like it. I like the collaborative approach. Oh, yeah. I mean, that does make sense. And it is kind of a cool progress you can see through the different eras. Like, because Flick is on the album, but never really got to play. Well, he did get to play, but by the time the album really was out and hit, he was gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's Schaefer playing Flick stuff for like a couple years, then he finally gets to write new stuff, and Schaefer's like, I can't do this, I've got too much stuff on my plate. So Jesse has to learn all of Schaefer's stuff.
It keeps happening. Yeah.
Yeah, so like when you eventually leave the band because your plate's too full,
of course,
and then I take over.
Yes.
And then I'll be like, I can't play any of this because I'm a very poor musician.
That's not what it's about, man. We'll just get you all ghouled up. It'll mostly be about the aesthetic.
Yeah. They're going to copyright it. I'm not going to be able to use it for the Fomites. It's going to be an exclusively Die Job thing for sure. They've already got the lawyers working it out.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is what I always say about, you know, musicians that come and go. When we play live shows, these days I've been saying, sing along to the songs because you're all in Die Job, you know?
I very much like that.
And that just sounds like a really nice kind of thing, but actually I'm just recruiting people to replace bassists because they have phobias of Die Job. We scare bassists away.
It's a little like the Spinal Tap drummers.
So I want to prep the audience because they very well could be in Die Job in a very real, time-consuming way.
Yeah, we need you to know this so you can like pick it up. We've got shows to
do. It's going to be Mark Wahlberg at the end of Rockstar passing my bass to some poor bastard. It's like, yeah, hey, you got to learn these fucking Schaefer bass lines now, man. That's your problem.
Welcome to the wonderful world of Die Job.
Love it. All right, we got a few minutes left in the show. We got one more track left, which I've been told is the best track of the album.
I think so.
I would argue.
Oh, good.
I think that there is a better song on the album. I'm not going to tell you what I believe it is.
What, dude? I already can't sleep.
But I will say that this song is one I do truly enjoy. And I firmly believe in the messaging behind it. And there's a theme that runs through the album, which there is, as you said before, that it's all fight music.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say between each song, but that's not necessarily true because the middle, while they are fight songs, Creature of Habit has its own specific agenda. Thin Blue Line definitely does.
Absolutely.
And Rump Sodomy and the Clash, well, I take that back. Uh-huh. It is Tadmore. I was going to say that fight music and the one where Cyrus has friends is like a really nice parallel to start an ambient record.
Absolutely.
But now the sodomy songs is throwing off my poetic symmetry.
Fuck, sodomy songs would have been a better name.
that's the next album.
Yeah.
Fight songs and sodomy songs.
We figured it out.
Yeah, fuck love songs, sodomy songs. It's alliteration. People love that shit.
It's so true, man.
If it's good enough for the Crypt Keeper, it's good enough for me. Okay, this is the final song off of the brand new Die Job EP. It's available now wherever you get your music. Go to kindacoolrecords.com, get the CD, buy the cassette, which is what I'm doing because fuck CDs, I hate those things. And then eventually sign the petition to get it put out on a 10-inch because it won't fit on a 7-inch, and a 12-inch just seems crazy.
Yeah.
And then we will rally and make Steve do it.
If you can sign any petition, I think that's probably the most important one these days.
Yeah, we need Hazards on vinyl.
Okay.
That's my cause the most important cause of 2025.
Thank you.
You hear that, Steve? We're coming for you.
I told him. He didn't listen to me, so I had to like settle up and pay $15 for a cassette tape in 2025.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Well, that's a medium that'll last, though. Size tape? Come on.
Yeah, definitely does not degrade with each and every listen.
Cockroaches and cassette tapes. That's what's going to be left.
Certainly not. It's definitely the best format. Who needs to skip songs? Not this guy. All right, here you go. Listen to Die Job.
Cause I've got friends. Post-bank graffiti. Say one from the wall and one from me. Huffing pink well as old trains rolling by. Friends who are raising kids. A friend who died in a puddle of pain. right here should cry for. You've been there for me in different situations. I look hard at you well in the name of self-preservation. Loyal from the start, but don't fuck with my heart, or I'll tear you apart like a beast in the dark. Now that I die, that out of the way you wanna say. Thanks for the time that's given it for me. The ups and the downs, the ups and downers we found on the ground. When life was more simpler, with skate shoes unlaced, just like the drug tripping through yesterday. Parking lot, or thrashing in the pit, giving all we got. All I ask is you save one hit for me. Friends who rob me blind, a friend who put me for a suicide attempt, but we're both still alive. I've been there for you when you didn't deserve it. Who am I to talk? I sure as fuck ain't perfect. They say that life is short, but it's the longest thing we'll do. We're lost, then found, I'll save you all right. You've been there for me. The ups and the downs, the uppers and downers we found on the ground. When life was more simpler, with skate shoes unlaced, on step torn and pure dripping through yesterday. You and me, that was the week lost. They're still here, though they've gone across. Have no fear, I'm not saying. They live on within our arts. The ups and the downs, the plumbers and bomb smokes we toss to the crowds. When life was a cheap joke, with you by my side, I'll never give in to the darkness of life. We'll never die. The ones that we've lost, they're still here, though they've gone across. Have no fear, saying that they're getting cold while an angel plays harp. I'm saying they live on within our arms. The ups and the downs, the uppers and downers we found on the ground. When life was more simpler, with skate shoes unlaced, I stepped on a car tripping through yesterday. You and me.
The album is Hazards of Occupation. You can get it now wherever you find your music. Hopefully not Spotify. Hopefully not who fucking cares. Just getting your music. They're all terrible. Apple's not any better. Don't be fucking.
Just come hang out outside our jam space and you can hear it through the walls. It's the most ethically way to...
If you want to be ethical, go buy the actual album.
Come to shows.
Yeah. Okay, that'll also work.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then... if you buy the actual album and physically own it, who cares how you listen to it online? Mm-hmm. I vote piracy.
There you go.
What else should we talk about? Do you guys have anything else you want to get to?
Well, we got, there's the Punk Rock Picnic coming up this Saturday.
I just heard about that. Lance mentioned it, and it's not on my radar at all. Please tell the people out there. Tell me, because I need to know. My Saturday's free.
I have less than no details.
Great, you're
which
awesome.
Which is very helpful. I know that it's in a park. There's a lot of punks.
Should I pull up fucking Lance's text message?
Yeah, pull up Lance's text message. I do know that the after thing to that is coming to Redgate to party with the Fomites, A Case in Point, Stale, and Habit.
Oh, that sounds fun. So I did see the poster for that. So I didn't know the two were related.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Good to know.
In a park somewhere, there will be punks drinking.
Yeah, punks and drunks.
Punks drinking. Yeah.
Doing what they do best. Yeah. Sunday is going to be rad, too.
Punks and drumbling.
Absolutely.
I should probably talk about that stuff.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there is stuff going on that is tangentially related to me. I try not to talk about myself too much.
Tangentially.
So I will plug it very quickly. So this Friday and Saturday out in Chilliwack at Mark's and above Chill House. So it's all on Alexander Avenue. It's the same fucking building. There is Scrag Fest 7, which is put on by my good buddy Mark in honor of his wife, Sarah, that unfortunately passed very rapidly from cancer 7 years ago. This year, he's also been kind enough to say that the show's also in my honor. All the proceeds go directly to BC Cancer, a place that is helping me currently stay alive. So go out, man. Support that.
That's what's up.
This Sunday down at Lanaloo's, my good friend Sarah from That Girl Productions is doing another benefit show in my honor. It's the Punk Rock Flea Market. If you've ever gone to one, it's fun. There's vendors, there's photographers, there's resellers, there's upsellers, all kinds of crazy stuff and crafts and punk things that you want. There's acoustic performances going on all day. It starts at Lanaloo's. It's all ages. It goes from 1 to 8 p.m. At 8 p.m., it switches over to a show that's going to have Pilsnar, the Hairy Cherries, Chaos Disorder and Panic, and one other solo performer.
Pilsnar, wait.
Yeah, Pilsnar. They're playing their very last show, they said. And I said immediately to Craig, I'm like, whoa, calm down there, DOA.
It's been a lot of last shows.
Yeah. Come out to do that. Everything is as pay what you can by donation. I believe all the door donations go to help raise funds for me and my continual ability to live and pay my mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
I believe all the stuff for the vendors that you buy goes to the vendors. I don't believe they are selling their stuff for my benefit. It's just so it's you don't think that by buying things you are contributing to me. I don't
but
want
you could buy things from the vendor and then give them to Johnny Bones.
Yeah, I will take your I will take art prints.
Resell them potentially.
Yes, it'll be great.
On the black market.
So go do that. It should be fun. And come hang out with me. Oh, also, if you ordered some of the merch from me, you can come find me at Scrag Fest on Friday to pick up live in Chilliwack. You meet me at Lanaloo's on Sunday to pick up live in Vancouver. If not, we can chat later. That's me ending the self-promotion.
Die Job will also be there, right? Are you going to be there?
Yeah, we'll be there.
We're going to be day drinking. We're going to get uncomfortably wasted in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Just because I want to support, all the good causes, and I feel like that's how I give back.
It'll be fun. It'll be great. It'll be a good time. I guarantee it. That Girl Productions always puts on fun shows.
So true.
Sarah's a sweetheart. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We got enough time for one last song. So to end the show just like we started, this, my friends, is the one, the only, the late, the great Joe Strummer. See y'all.
Long live Rad Radio.
Next week. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. And I lied, I'm not going to be here next week, but sometime I will be back as long as I can talk. Okay, I'm going to bed now.
I am what you say. summertime sun. Fall on the apple. There goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the